regarding the laws of Yehud in offices or places at work, which is a very serious situation, as unfortunately many situations arise because of the familiarity of the people in the office and the extended time that they spend with each other. So a lot of the leniencies that we have outside of an office do not apply in an office. For example, one leniency we said is Ba'ala Ba'ir, that so long as the lady's husband is in the same city, so we're lenient on the laws of Yehud because there's a fear factor, as we said. However, in an office where it's on a permanent basis, where these people are together, even if the lady's husband is in the town, that does not alleviate the subject of Yehud. Furthermore, normally we said, according to the Sefer Adim, if there's three men and three ladies together, that number, three and three, alleviates Yehud. But that does not work in an office, because people are accustomed to each other. Gaspa, as we said. People are familiar and they're close to each other. And therefore, doesn't matter how many men and how many ladies, it can always pose a problem of Yehud in an office. Therefore, the options are to alleviate it are as follows. If it's a type of office where people are constantly walking in to each other's offices where the doors aren't locked, and you don't have to knock, you just walk in, so then already that can take care of one problem. Unlock doors where there's access to all the people in the office to walk in at any time. In the event that the doors do lock, some offices have an automatic lock. When the door shuts, it locks and they have to be buzzed in. In that case, the only way to get around it is if two people have access from the outside, either they know the code or they have the key to get in, and they come in often. It's not enough in this case just for two people to have the key and come in sporadically. It has to be a case where they do come in actually, because again, you're dealing with the situation of Yehud on a permanent basis. It's not a temporary situation, the workplace. So therefore, they have to either have the code, two people, or two people have keys, and they often go in. Which means it's common for them to walk in at any time. If there's a camera, for example, in the office, and there's somebody monitoring security, etc., goes in the office, that would also alleviate the problem of Yehud, even in that case where the door automatically locks. For that matter, if there's a window, like in a storefront, let's say, where there's a window or there's an office where people could see from the window exactly what's taking place in the room where the people are, so that window can alleviate the situation of Yehud as well. But again, one has to be very, very careful before going into a job like that in an office, a lady as well as a man, to make sure that they're not going to run into problems of Yehud. For example, in banks, after 3 or 4 o'clock, they lock the doors. They lock the doors, there's no windows that you can see in, and everybody's in these rooms alone, and nobody can come in from the outside. So people that work in such situations have to know when they lock down, you're in the bank alone now, assuming that there's cameras where they are, that other people could see, that would be one way out. But one has to check the situation before they go into it to make sure that they're not putting themselves into a problem of Yehud on a permanent basis, which, as we said, can be much more strict than the regular normal Yehud.